From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets. The symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, as crop farmers across the United States prepare to plant their row crops this spring, many are making planting decisions based on the current farm economy. That's according to Faith Parham. She's an economist with American Farm Bureau.
USDA economists revealed at the Agricultural Outlook Forum that there's some modest shifts in crop planting for 2026. We are going to see some declines in corn acreage from the record high levels of 2025 and some increases in soybean acreage.
So what does all this boil down to?
So these are predictions and projections. So they'll continue to evolve as the USDA gets more and more data. What we're seeing right now maybe is a cautious farm economy. Producers are still struggling those tight margins across all of our major row crops. And so until we see either higher commodity prices or lower production costs, we'll still see a struggling farm economy.
Faith Parham, economist with the American Farm Bureau.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
And now, another episode of One Soil to Live.
All right, let's take a look, Claude. I see you've been keeping it covered.
Yes, I have.
And it appears you haven't disturbed it.
Well, I've tried really hard not to.
You're using living roots throughout the year with diverse species and rotations, right?
Just exactly as you prescribed, Doctor.
Well, I'll have to say I'm impressed with your organic matter, aggregation, and microbial activity. Claude, I'm happy to report that your soil is fit as a fiddle.
Oh, thank you. I guess it's true that soil health management systems are just what the doctor ordered.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Improving soil health can make your farm more productive, profitable, and resilient. Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Nikki Chappell, who said she saw this one on a church sign recently. It said, "Be ye fishers of men. You catch them, he'll clean them." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.